Hi, Assemblyman Dickinson. Would you describe the changes that your bills will put through for schools?
Sure. As you may know, the California Education Code includes 24 reasons which justify a suspension out of school or an expulsion of a student. One of those reasons is willful defiance, which is literally undefined in the education code and has been used over the years to impose discipline, including out-of-school suspensions and expulsions, on a widely varying basis and on a very disproportionate basis. In some cases, very minor misbehavior, such as not doing homework or talking back to a teacher, for example, has been used as the justification under willful defiance for an out-of-school suspension. So because many people, not just here in California, but across the country, think that there has been an overuse of out-of-school suspensions and expulsions, especially for relatively minor behavior, so my bill provides that willful defiance cannot be the basis for an out-of-school suspension for students in kindergarten through third grade, and cannot be the basis for an expulsion for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. The bill also contains a sunset 3.5 years from now, which means that in the event that it's not renewed or extended, it would no longer be the law in California. So it's the law for a finite period of time.
Why does the law only eliminate defiance as a reason for suspension for young children and not for kids in high school?
The ultimate settling on kindergarten through third grade was the result of discussions and agreement among all the interested parties. The bill in its initial form provided that willful defiance couldn't be the basis for an out-of-school suspension in grades kindergarten through sixth grade, and then seventh through 12th grade, it could only be used as the basis for a suspension on the third instance of willful defiance after there had been two attempts to try to correct the behavior. But there is considerable concern that the governor has and some of the interested parties that was too far to go at this stage, and that a more incremental approach was appropriate. So as a consequence, what was ultimately negotiated was kindergarten through third grade.
So maybe in the future it'll be extended.
Yes, I would anticipate that as we look at the results here of changing the policy for early grades and for expulsions, and as we look at the experience that's accumulating around the country as the law changes in other states, and as practice changes in other states, that the law here could well be extended to additional grades in the future. I believe that transition to a great extent is already occurring. I think there's widespread recognition here in California and across the nation that overly harsh discipline has been imposed far too often. Even earlier this year, the United States Attorney General and the United States Secretary of Education issued statements calling on educators to reassess their disciplinary practices and avoid overly harsh discipline. So I think this is actually an issue which has been receiving more and more attention and a greater recognition that the consequences of suspending students out of school are not only felt by the student, him or herself, who is taken out of a learning environment, but that also contributes to lack of public safety in neighborhoods and the cost to taxpayers.
I know that there was an effort to eliminate the willful defiance category entirely. Did this ever come to your consideration at one point?
There hasn't been a move yet in California to eliminate willful defiance altogether. There was an effort to try to define willful defiance more specifically than is currently the case As I mentioned, it's virtually undefined in the education code at the moment.
Do you have any ideas about why willful defiance gets used more toward African Americans and Latinos?
I think it has to do with a couple things. One is, again, we return back to the fact that it's undefined. So when we get to the operational level, I think in many places we still lack cultural competence among our teachers and administrators. So there's a real misunderstanding of behavioral patterns and responses between teachers and administrators on the one hand and students on the other. I also think that the expectations about what behavior is unacceptable, is different, but in many instances between different categories of students. So we see disproportionate levels of discipline for LGBT identifying kids and for disabled kids, as well as African American kids and Latino kids. And I think that it has to do with expectations teachers and administrators have about behavioral norms, and that in many instances students may have different expectations about behavioral norms.
Is there anything else you'd like to add that I didn't touch on this interview?
Well, I think the real alternative is actually to use techniques to both help teachers manage their classrooms successfully and to diffuse conflict. And there's not much that we have at this point, frankly, in the curriculum for the teacher credentialing programs nor in the in-service programs. So I've also asked the state teacher credentialing program commission to include more in the credentialing program in the way of classroom management and conflict resolution techniques, and the commission has been moving in that direction. I also think that we're now more and more using techniques for dispute resolution in our schools that haven't been previously employed, as it's called, or restorative justice, as two examples of different types of programs and efforts that are used once there is disruptive behavior to try to address the behavior in a way and what underlies the behavior so that the real issues are uncovered and addressed. I think those efforts actually are the most important initiatives that we do and can take to disruptive behavior and so reduce. It's not so much redefining willful defiance as it is having ways both to prevent disruptive behavior or avoid disruptive behavior and to resolve instances of disruptive behavior in a way that goes further than just punishment, which I should say, I guess, which doesn't really address the cause of the behavior.
Do other states have to struggle with willful defiance as well?
Yes, this is truly a national issue. This is not just a California issue, and it has been the subject of increasing attention in a number of states, which have been undergoing changes in their practices. As I mentioned, we're the first state to take it on legislatively, but as a matter of practice in schools in Texas and Maryland and in a host of states, they have been examining this issue of overly harsh discipline, and in many school districts now starting to change their practices in order to try to reduce the instances of overly harsh discipline.
Thank you so much, Mr. Dickinson, for doing this interview. This is like my first time. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yep, happy to do it.